now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
According to a recent analysis by Fidelity, a couple retiring this year will require an estimated $275,000 to cover healthcare costs during retirement. That estimate represents a 6% increase over last year. As reported by CNN Money, Fidelity's estimate applies to those prospective retirees who will utilize traditional Medicare insurance coverage. The estimate encompasses premiums, co-payments, deductibles, and out-of-pocket costs for medicines. However, though the $275,000 estimate seems large, it actually excludes the cost of a nursing home or any long-term care one may need. The estimate assumes that both spouses retire at the age of 65 and that they will live between the ages of 86 and 88. Since costs are expected to rise going forward, younger workers further away from retirement should expect to spend considerably more. To begin preparing for future healthcare expenditures, many experts suggest using a health savings account, or HSA, to invest savings that will be earmarked for future healthcare costs. Workers who have a high deductible healthcare plan can open an HSA, and an individual is presently permitted to save up to $3,400 annually, or a bit more than $6,700 for family coverage. Experts indicate that while healthcare won't be your only expense in retirement, it will likely be your largest. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.